Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has in this action of dhikr instilled those good effects for the action of doing his dhikr, that in life there's no such part of life which does not have a link with the dhikr of Allah. And further, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has himself, with regards to this link, Allah ta'ala has created this link in every part of life, every factor, element of life. Now, this is something that's clear in front of us, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, you can say, an attraction and a bit of greed, so that if we don't understand something, Allah says, okay, remember me for this reason, because I've given such great rewards, and I give great rewards for those who remember me. The great rewards that Allah ta'ala gives for the dhikr of Allah. So a person looks at the rewards, or hears about the rewards, and he starts to do the dhikr of Allah. And if we look at what is in reality in the background, Allah ta'ala has put a lot of benefit, that Allah ta'ala has made dhikr very common. Very common, that whatever hard task you have in life, any duty, and you have distress and problems, whatever situation confronts you, if you do the dhikr of Allah, then your situation will become easy. And this is a very big quality that Allah Ta'ala has put in the dhikr, in his dhikr. But because we don't understand this, so Allah Ta'ala says, okay, fine. Then Allah Ta'ala says, I'll call you in this way, that in every action of dhikr, Allah has put a lot of reward, a lot of thawab, and the thawabat, the rewards that when a person sees or hears the rewards, then he goes towards Allah Ta'ala's remembrance and dhikr, because there's a lot of reward. If I do dhikr like this, I'll get this reward. And every man says this, I'll get this reward. And in reality, alhamdulillah, that a person's busy and occupied in something or other, and he doesn't realize, but dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, makes his affairs easy. Whether it's a religious work, or worldly work, or housework, or business work, or shopping work, all different parts of life, whether it's related to health, any such part of life that a person is involved with, Allah says, the dhikr of Allah, my remembrance, is linked with everything. And Allah says, if you do dhikr, then you'll have success in all of these parts of life. So this point that has come in this moment in time in my mind, my brothers, definitely understand this point, that dhikr of Allah for this dunya life in this world is very beneficial indeed, very beneficial. Now, the most close to Nabi al-Kareem Sallam from the daughters, and Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah be pleased with her, very close daughter to Rasulullah Sallam. We know how much Rasulullah Sallam loved her and vice versa, and how much affection he had for her and vice versa. Extreme affection, love, the bond, the closeness, and the children that came from Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiyallahu anha. And she was the daughter of Rasulullah, and Rasulullah had other daughters, but the special link that Rasulullah had with Hazrat Fatima, and for example, there's always someone or other that a person has more affection with, and the father or the mother, the parents have love with everyone, but a child will complain that, oh, you love this child more than me, why not me, etc. There is this complaint, and that person says that, for example, one of the children says, no, he gives all of the love to me. And this happens. But brothers, Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Rasulullah had extreme love for her. Many examples, events that show this, demonstrate this. And we see that if a father or mother has love for a child, then for that child, then there's a bit more softness or tenderness. For example, if you give everyone food, then you'll give to the other child a little bit more. That child's not going to eat, and the mother will give her own share to the child because she has love. And the father does this, that the father has a bit more love, he'll give a bit more share to that child. And the brothers will argue amongst each other that he likes you more, gives you more. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had extreme love for Hazrat Fatima radiyallahu anha. So obviously, when she was asked for something, then he'll give something good and lofty and excellent, So this is a unique example with regards to dhikr that has come to my mind, that we know that the hardships that Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha suffered, and the difficulty, severity, and poverty, and hunger, and thirst. And the hal was such that for doing the work in the house, there was the fumes and the smoke and the smell from the smoke and from the food and cooking, etc., the housework, and these smell came into her hair, into her clothes. She had blisters on her hand due to using the grinder to grind the corn, etc., the housework, the children, looking after the children. There's an example here that's been given to us. But ibadat, subhanallah, worship was no comparison with her ibadah. And forget about equivalence, getting even better than that, there's no possibility. She had such a high status. That's why she's the woman of Jannah. Allah Ta'ala gave her that status, the great woman of Jannah. Every woman should put an example of the woman of Jannah. If a woman wants to become good, upright, and wants to travel to the hereafter, then all the sunnahs of Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu anha, we should bring them into our lives. Remember this point. Make this your ideal, and make her your ideal, and make her life your ideal, your role model, your example. And these are for those women that I'm telling them this, for those daughters who say that we want to have closeness to Allah, we want to have love with Allah, we want to be fakirs, we want to be close to Allah. And just like men have this desire, women have this desire. Many texts come and messages come, and women with high status, close to Allah, dhakira, women. So today one sister, one woman, she mashallah, she's a very pious woman, and she's a dhakira, a very good woman, and she wrote about her dream, and I was very happy when I read this, and I want to share it with you, because this is the night of Thursday night, for example, a pious woman, and she has to have a good dream then, isn't it? So when I heard this dream, then I was very happy to hear this, and you will also hear this dream, and you will agree, what a great dream, and she's probably listening as well, the sister. But a good thing should be shared with others, isn't it? So that sister said that I saw in a dream that Hazrat Sahib, all Ahawul Jamaat is sitting in Medina doing the dhikr of Allah. Subhanallah. Alhamdulillah. Say Ameen. Because we used to go before, the whole Jamaat used to go, 100 people used to go, and the breaks have been put on. So let's do dua that somehow we sit, mashallah, in Masjid Nabwi in the shade, after we pray Shirak Salah after dhikr, and we do maraqbah there, mashallah. So, such pious women, and for them the message is one that they should make the ideal of their life, who? Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra radiallahu anha. So these conditions, such tight situation, difficulties, so someone came and said that, why are you distressed? As Ali radiallahu anhu. That look, what is your hal, your condition? You work hard, and you make effort in your life, and you go through severe hardships, and look at your life, go to your father, to Baba, and say that the question doesn't arise, that he'll reject you because he loves you immensely. And mashallah, there's a group of maids and workers that have come, and he's distributing them and sending them out for work to others. So go and explain your hardship. And he knows, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the difficulty you're going through, and explain your hal. So upon the instruction of her husband, or the advice of her husband, Hazrat Fatima Az-Zahra then said, okay, if you say this to me, then I'll go. So go and ask that, give me a maid or a servant, so that someone can come and work in our home, so that it can become easy for us. So when she went to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallam received her with love, and how comes you have come, my daughter? And she said, Baba, my hal is quite hard. And Rasulullah said, yes, it is. I can see that. She said, I've come to request from you that give us a maid or a worker or a servant so that I can have ease in my work, share my workload. And he was the father. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to love his daughter, and such love that there's no comparison to that love. Subhanallah. So what happened that he could have given a servant or a maid or a worker? And this was the haqq. They were being distributed, given out. Subhanallah. And this is the message for the ummah, great message for the ummah. I say this is ajeeb, unique example, lesson, a learning. Because the hal, her hal, Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiallahu anha, that hal, to that Rasulullah sallam could have given her ease. That, for example, we see the hal of our women, that they, for cutting the tomato, there's a machine to cut the onions, and to make the to skin the onions, there's a machine, and to make the ginger, to cut the ginger, there's a machine, isn't it? Yes. And also further, even to knead the dough, there's a machine. Before, even to knead the dough, to make the bread, there's a machine. That's it. We just press the button, everything's running. So the chapatis, maybe there'll be a machine that will cook the chapatis. Yeah, that's good. Also okay. Look at the generation we're living in. And look at Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiallahu anha, that she is blowing onto the sticks and to spread the fire so she can light the fire, and the smell is coming onto her clothes. And today for the ladies, what do we have? Subhanallah. What, for example, we have burners, the ring burners on top of the cooker, the hob. We have a hob and an oven and a cooker. We have no, four burners. I don't want the four burners. I want electric, and I want a gas burner, and the big one here, and etc. And all the new models, I want this. There's a new model here, and this has come on the top, and this is at the bottom. And despite that, there are still complaints. And all day long, they say we have to work hard. And despite that, imagine this. So many, you can say, facilities and ease. And then the salah is qada because you're doing the housework. Imagine this. So is this the housework? Housework to this extent that forget about delay. Now you don't even have to strike the matches to light the cooker. So much technology. There's a button that sparks the burners, and our salah is qada. Oh, it's too much work to do at home. I have to cook the food, I have to do this work and that work, and look after the children, and housework, and I have to do the hoover. There used to be the brushes and the brooms, and that's what they used to use to clean the house. Look at the difference, and look at the effort that's been put. The daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam radiallahu anha, and this is her haqq. And today what do we see? And look at her ibadah. That was her salah ever qada? Rather, to this extent, forget about qada, subhanallah, that the nawafil and the voluntary prayers, and how her nights would pass in sujood and prostration, this is sunnah. No doubt to her husband. And the husband sent her himself. They go and bring some workers or maids. This is something to think about. That we think that we are guaranteed Jannah, we want to be the rightful owners of Jannah, we want to be Nabis, and we want to be this and that. My friends, there are obstacles, there are tests and challenges in front of us that we need to pass. So what happened here? Subhanallah. What happened? Nabi Al-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what did he state? That there was no worker or servant or slave. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, shall I give you, my daughter, something better than a worker or a servant or a maid? Shall I not give you something better? What can be better than that? Someone who will knead the dough, or blow on the stove, or look after the children, or broom the house, or grind the corn. What can be better than this? Can there be something better than this? What is that? There were no machines, there was no facilities. And like today, if we have a machine for everything. So, Hazrat Fatima radiallahu anha said that, please give me something better than this. This is your hukm. Rasulullah said, I'll give you such a better thing. It will be better for you in this world and the hereafter. So this was not just for Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiallahu anha. This is a message for every daughter of the ummah. Every daughter of the ummah. You lay so many things, keep this many fasts, I do this many khatams, I do this and I do that and I do. But that's ibadah. But the biggest ibadah for the woman is to stabilize the home, to serve the home, to wash the dishes, is better than 1,000 tahajjud. To serve the home, as a Fatima al-Zuhra, she did extra over and above this, subhanAllah. Not just this, after making food, the husband's going to eat, then she sat down with the tasbih to do dhikr. Yes, the woman doesn't have ijazah to observe nafal fasts. Why is she keeping nafal fasts until the husband does not allow her to? This is the status of the husband. And not this, that if she does not get the ijazah for nafl fast, it's not that she won't get thawab. She'll get thousands and millions times over more reward because she is observing the instruction of Rasulullah SAW, that do this way, the method of the work of the house, and then you'll get reward. So my friends, chille and keeping nafl fast, and I've done this many tasbihs, and I've done this and that, I've done this qatam, and I've done an action, this majlis and that gathering, and study circles, etc. Leave this. and take hold of that life, which is the life of Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiyallahu anha. That what way did she give the path of Jannah? This is mujahid. This is effort. Hazrat Rabia Basri rahmatullah, if you want to be like her, then do the actions of Hazrat Rabia Basri rahmatullah. This is the message to the sisters of the Ummah today. We have passion, desire, lots of sisters passion and desire, but I'm guiding you a little bit. Don't take what I'm saying badly. A little bit of guidance is going to the sisters because this subject came up today. So, what was the answer? What's the example of Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi gave that your life in this world and akhirah will be better than having that maid and the servant help you? And what is that? What is it that Rasulullah Sallallahu gave? You can't see it. And Rasulullah Sallallahu said, my daughter, I'll give you the dhikr of Allah, which is better than all of this that you've asked. And this proves that Allah Ta'ala's dhikr is such a great action, such a great action, that the dhakir, even if he's driving a taxi, then the dhikr of Allah will be useful for him. When he's driving a taxi, or if he's a pilot, or if he's got very severe hard work, or he's in some long business, or in some difficult employment, or night shift, subhanAllah. With the dhikr of Allah, if he is busy, then Allah will make it easy for that person to fulfill his role. And I speak from experience. Always I share my experiences. And I speak personally, alhamdulillah, that no distress will remain as a distress. Every task Allah Ta'ala wants me to implement, I worked night shift, I did everything, but there's one condition, alhamdulillah, I never left the sujood, the prostration of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. I didn't make excuses, oh it's too hard, oh I'm doing the security guard work, I do this hard work, I have to work shifts, I'm in the medical field, etc, etc. The question doesn't arise. Allah Ta'ala has given all the occupations, Allah Ta'ala has assigned rizq, wealth, and Allah Ta'ala has given hukum for ibadah as well. Allah has ordered to do ibadah. So if Allah Ta'ala has given hukum, then doesn't matter where I am, whatever I'm doing, whatever my work, career, job, placement, etc. No excuses. Try. Tell your boss I need to pray salah. You can do this, can't you? If I will say to guarantee that inshaAllah, Allah's hukum is for salah. Who's the boss? Yes, within a second Allah Ta'ala will change the state of his heart. He'll say, yeah, no problem, you can pray. How long does it take? What loss is it for him? Doesn't even take 3 minutes. Fard salah, if you just observe the fard. That what a great, great job you could be in, a very important job, but this is the dunya of Allah, Allah's world, Allah's planet earth. Allah gives a risk. Allah, if Allah has made you a businessman, giving you shops or warehouses or distribution or employment or a job, even a minor job or a very tough job that is difficult for you, morning and night you have to work. But if Allah has given a hukam order, then Allah has adjusted the rizq so you can observe the hukam. Allah Ta'ala says that if you live a life without observing hukam, then that is a waste of time. It's like dirt, worse than soil. You're making excuses from your own wujud and you're lying. You're lying if you say you cannot pray. But if you have courage and determination, perseverance, then the human being can observe the worship. Yeah, everyone started it 5 times. For example, people come in the line. Yeah, everyone has said that there's no bayah. So everyone's come into action, into line. So for example, a person stands and says, oh, Allah Ta'ala's hukam, this is extra for us. I'm not going to do this. If I say this, can I say this? Hazrat Fatima al-Zuhra radiyallahu anha said that I'm too busy, that even the fard is difficult. I cannot observe the fard. I cannot pray salah. Yes, and there was drought, severity, hunger, thirst, and mashallah here, people are doing fasting, voluntary, and eating a lot of drinking. So Allah Ta'ala says that the people of the dunya think that through the deen will have ease in dunya. Due to this, I'll give this, I'll tell you an ajeeb point, that if a person trusts in Allah, tawakkal al jisman, how big his shop is, if he wants that, I want to do this myself, I cannot afford, then inshallah, if he keeps on doing dhikr of Allah, then he will not need to go towards employment. His salah will be fulfilled, alhamdulillah, and his business will flourish, alhamdulillah. Subhanallah. So this is how great an action is the dhikr of Allah. Allah's dhikr was given by Rasulullah, do this 33 times, do this 33 times, do this 34 times, or do that 33 times, and then will these kalamats not give benefit? Will these kalamat allow the grinder to grind the corn? Or will these kalamat make the chapati or the bread? Or will they broom the house, sweep the house? If Hazrat Fatima said, what's this you give me? I came to ask for help from a maid or a servant. But alhamdulillah, when she got this dhikr, she was so happy that she included Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu as well in that action. The wa, subhanallah, what a gift that my father has given to me, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Here there's a point here. Why? Why? Here we learn about yaqeen, certainty, subhanallah, alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah, wa la, but these are those kalimat those recitation verses, alhamdulillah, that whenever you have a difficulty and you start doing dhikr of Allah, then subhanallah, for example, you have to start to drive a car, if you've got a puncture and needs repairing, all of your issues will be solved. Why? A Najib point comes out here. A Najib point. That we say here that there's a system. And Allah Ta'ala also has a system that we cannot see. What is that? That is the angels. Here we see the creation of human beings. So what person will fix and repair a puncture? Where that angel will repair the puncture in your tire. Subhanallah. The angel. Allah will second it, assign it. And you won't need to drive. The angel will drive. You will be steering. You with the hands of steering. And the angel will assist you. And I'll be snoring or I'll be falling asleep. But with the fadl of Allah, the angel will be driving the car. Subhanallah. So what chapati will that woman cook and make when she stood? And if she starts doing the dhikr of Allah, then the angels will come and the hoors will come and make chapatis and bread for her, and they will depart and her work will become easy. We show, I'm working hard. What's our common action? I start doing dhikr today. I heard the fadail of dhikr. These are the results of dhikr. Everyone is sitting. All these brothers are sitting in front of me. I speak to you. I'm directing this to you. I'm not speaking about another qawm or group of people. So you keep on listening to what I'm saying, don't you, regularly. And today if there are a few people, oh, we've run away, I'm not coming, I'm going, I'm not consistent, I've left tasbih, someone's reduced dhikr, someone's gone here or there, oh, dhikr doesn't let me run my shop, my business. First one they come, the student, new student, please tell me what to do. I'm just speaking about over many years, I'm not speaking about one person. Yes, that since the work started, all types of mureeds and students I refer to. I'm not saying that this description fits one person. So he gets an excuse, oh, why should I do dhikr here? Why should I do dhikr here? Hazrat Sahib, yes, please do dua for me. It's very difficult. I'm driving a taxi. My occupation is so hard. Please, I want Allah Ta'ala to give me my own business so I can pray all my salah in jama'ah, in congregation. I can do dhikr. This is fraud. Deceit. Like if you see a person so long, and many people have said these promises to me, and I stop people, I say, look, wherever you stood, just stay there. Yes? I know how many sujood you're going to do. These will also go. These will also go. I think that I can run my business, so this will happen, and this will happen, etc. What happens, what occurs. Anyway, so Allah Ta'ala then gives the business, and then where is that person then? Whatever he used to pray before that, even that's gone. Even that's gone. There's no guarantee, and that's it. It's like he's the moon for Eid al-Fitr once a year. So whenever Allah Ta'ala fits you into a certain occupation or rizq, just stay there and practice the deen of Allah, inshallah, and that path and the doors will open automatically. Why do you play games with Allah? Why? Wherever Allah Ta'ala has seated you, your rizq is here, that's it. And Allah Ta'ala, a person doesn't change his salah for rizq. Why? I speak about the means of resources. If I go against Allah Ta'ala's decision, Allah says, go, do it then. What will happen then? Come to debt and problems and difficulty, job and debt. Why? Because either fulfill your promise. Allah Ta'ala said, I've given you a promise that in the week you do 3 dhikr, now you have 7 dhikr. You're doing 7 dhikr. So he's fulfilled his promise. Then fulfill the promise. Such people who go against the promise that they made to Allah and they break the promise and they use the dhikr of Allah. Whereas dhikr is what? Subhanallah. Dhikr is this, that if they are steadfast, consistent on dhikr, then his shop and business would run smoothly and everything would occur smoothly. So don't do this, my friends. Don't make promises and don't play games with Allah. Allah Ta'ala doesn't make promises for nothing. Allah will give the benefit of success. That, for example, how many people are here? Whatever condition they were in, they started doing dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah. And I see them now, that those who did not pray Salah al-Jama'ah, they prayed the most. And they're in the same shop. Subhanallah. And they've increased in their ibadah, in their worship, in their work. So this is a point. And we have professional people as well. I see in front of me, and I never see that they leave the dhikr of Allah. I never realize that this person, is he working or not? I don't know. MashaAllah, they're in every gathering. They're professionals. I haven't seen that the profession has stopped him. Oh, he was so ill, or it's too difficult, I didn't have time. Don't know how they adjust their time. Alhamdulillah. Why? Why do they do this? Because they've become walis of Allah. They want to sit in the dhikr of Allah. They've recited dhikr. They've understood the fazil of dhikr. Doesn't matter what occurs, I'm not going to leave dhikr. What, and the work will run itself. And everyone sat here from every profession. There are people like this, alhamdulillah. So what we realize is whatever profession that person's in, he should continue to do the dhikr of Allah. Now one point you need to take note of, that don't make excuses. What do? Women, men, sisters, brothers, that please tell me dhikr so I can not have to do too much dhikr for this person, for that person. When we do dhikr of Allah, I want progression, advancement. Totally. Yes, barakah does come, progression does come, advancements come, ease comes. These are the promises of Allah. But when? Where do we lose out? As Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha did not ask the father, I'll go today, do I recite this in the morning or do I have to recite in the evening as well? Do I stop? No. She took that wazifa, that practice, and after that she didn't say when, how, if, what, why. She said, yes, this will occur and it will definitely occur regularly. This wazifa has come that Rasulullah said, don't leave this. Whether you have work or not, it's easy or not, but you will get the thawab of this in Jannah. This is a great ni'mah Allah has given to me of the dhikr of Allah. And I will not weigh this on any scale at all. And we weigh this on the scales. That this greed has come into us. And a rush and haste. Hazrat said that if you do dhikr, Hazrat Sahib said if you do this, you'll get a good job. If you do dhikr, your heart will be so wonderful. And I've done dhikr for so many days, especially the women. They feel the pain and difficulty more than anyone else. They've got the tasbih today and they want everything sorted out tomorrow. And difficulties to be resolved tomorrow. Even men have needs and the women have needs. Allah Ta'ala has given you a tasbih. Be grateful for the tasbih. What a great ni'mah Allah Ta'ala has given to you. Great ni'mah. Allah has given a great reward. And when will this come about? Definitely this will happen. Barakah will come. Blessings will come. Definitely. But not that time that you have to keep waiting. No. Forget this. Allah Ta'ala has given us that action in which Allah Ta'ala says that definitely the wisdom and the barakah and the blessings will come. And it's impossible that you will not get the benefit from the dhikr of Allah. Impossible. People who have yaqeen, there are incidents and events. Look at their lives. Learn from their lives. And it's all upon dhikr. Dhikr. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he stated so many great statements about dhikr and the help from Allah will come. Look at the expedition of Badr. Alhamdulillah, from the skies the angels came. Everyone was a bit afraid and shaitan was showing his work. And he was trying to influence the negative. But Rasulullah told, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghiz. And just said, Rasulullah was sitting there, present there in the corner and said, do the dhikr of Allah. Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum Bi Rahmatika Nastaghiz. Was this not dhikr? Was this not remembrance of Allah? Tell me. And the angels were sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they came and assisted in such a way they were thinking, the others, the opposition, that what's going on here? So first have the yaqeen that whatever I'm doing, dhikr of Allah, the remembrance of Allah, every action of the dunya will become easier. Whatever is difficult for you in life, it will become easy via the dhikr of Allah. But not that you delay your salah, you leave the deen. No. To delay one salah, astaghfirullah, such a severe consequence to leave one salah. Is there greater punishment in Qiyamah that will come against a deed of leaving an action? A person, a mu'min, can never imagine. A person who has maqam, status. Oh, I just felt a bit sleepy. Became qada. Ni? You felt sleepy? Yeah? Allah Ta'ala says you felt sleepy? You dislike doing the dhikr of Allah? Well, there was a genuine excuse that I left salah due to this reason. I didn't go in jamaat. This is something amazing, shocking. That how has this person been saved from adab? Which dunya is he wandering around in? The person who's salah, if the woman or the man, the salah is lost, delayed, not prayed. Doesn't matter if he does 1,000 or million ibadah during the day, he cannot compensate for the salah that has been missed. Look at that person's salah. How it has escaped from that person's life? How can it occur? That even if he sees that, oh, my business turned over 100,000, this, etc., my children, the question doesn't arise. That person leaves salah, my friends, Allah Ta'ala, when He grabs, it doesn't just suddenly come sometimes, it doesn't come suddenly. And many people, after many days, they're grabbed. What about Saddam? When was he caught? Yes, we saw him from years, for decades. And when does Allah Ta'ala grab a person? Gaddafi, when was he caught by Allah? And Shah of Iran, when was he caught? I speak to you about those people who had a big name. How many years Allah Ta'ala gave him a chance? Allah gave a chance. You're leaving salah. You're leaving salah due to your business, due to your car, due to your wife, or due to this, or due to that. And you're doing dhikr? What kind of dhikr is this? Dhikr gives barakah and blessings in your ibadah. But no, I've thought I've done dhikr, and due to dhikr, my shop will not run. It will not progress. I need to leave dhikr so I can work on my shop. Hazrat Fatima Zahra radiallahu anha didn't say that I'm going to leave this dhikr and then I'll do it myself. No, she had yaqeen. And even then her life after that was hard. But Allah Ta'ala gave her sakina, peace, satisfaction. Subhanallah. She said, my Baba has taught me these kalamat, I don't need anything after this. And such kalamat that the people of Yaqeen, the women who will continue to come until Qiyamah, through the same wazayah, through the same lessons and dhikr recitation, they will get the high maqam of ma'rifah. Nainiswallah. And in their life, there will be nothing like this. What kind of husband comes to their life, what conditions come to the house, what difficulties come to the house, the ups and downs that will come in the family. And such situations arise. He could be an oppressor husband or an oppressor father-in-law or oppressors around her. But the woman who's taken hold of the dhikr of Allah, alhamdulillah, then she is presenting example. She stood on the sunnah of who? Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu ta'ala anha. And do you think this was the case that she would not implement the advice? Once Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra said something, Rasulullah about her poverty. And Rasulullah said, this prayer mat of yours, pick it up and see how many treasures at this moment in time you will see gold. Do you want this? Shall I pick up the prayer mat? And Allah's Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah can imagine his state and he's offering this. Fatima, do you want this or do you want to be the woman of Jannah? She said, I want to go to the hereafter. Don't lift up the prayer mat. I want to be the woman of Jannah. I don't need anything else. So did she see paradise? Did she know that what was in paradise? She said, alhamdulillah, that for example, please do dua for me, my children falling, hungry, and they'll pass away. No. And she said, no, leave the prayer mat, I don't need no gold underneath this, that you said from your own blessed statement that the Jannah will come, I have no need for anything else after this. Subhanallah. So such women, such great women, you can continue 100,000 voluntary practices, tasbih, and study circles, morning till evening, you don't know about your home, and the work in the house. And today, is this a life? They leave these dramas and those peers who guide those women and show them the wrong paths, do this job and this career. No, take hold of the sunnah of Hazrat Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha. And us people, we are men folk. And the women folk, Allah's Nabi gave them the awakening. So what about you men folk? What excuse do you have such a business? The business that you're running, the work, occupation, you see that there are problems? Then don't leave salah. Do dhikr of Allah. Say Subhanallah. Subhanallah. Do dhikr of Allah when difficulties in front of you. And say in such a way that, no, I've done dhikr. I don't want it to happen straight away. It's not happening. So when it doesn't happen, then the people start bid'at and kufr and shirk. That's why we go to the alims to ask for something maybe which is not correct. So Rasulullah said, recite Ayat al-Kursi, three quls, Surah Fatiha, and be regular in salah. And you should distinguish between halal and haram totally. If you take all of this, read these three things in the night, even if the father of the jinns comes, he cannot affect you. Magicians, even if their fathers come, they cannot do nothing to you. They cannot affect you negatively. Why? Because this thing will become, subhanAllah, what? This will become like the staff of Hazrat Musa alayhi salam, that will consume the magic of the evil people. Because magic is haq. It is truthful and it has an effect, but we have the solution. So what's this now? We consume haram, there's haram in the stomach, we leave salah, we deceive, we reject salah, and then after that we recite Surah Ayatul Kursi in the evening and three quls before we sleep. We say, oh, there's no good effect on us. Oh, there's no good positive effect. And Mawlana Sahib didn't give me the right solution. Hazrat Sahib didn't say the right solution. Quickly, let's go to this amil, to this magician, an exorcist, and then he will take that person way off. He will say, bring this dirt, bring this soil from the graveyard, and bring this, and then how they send a person off track. This is our yaqeen, my friends. So what was I saying? That the dhikr of Allah is such a great action, that every part of our life, dhikr of Allah is involved with, included with, ingrained with. Do you understand what I'm saying? So we should not move from that place. Rather, what should we do? The dhikr of Allah. And dhikr will automatically improve our circumstances. May Allah Ta'ala make us solid on this practice and solid on the practice of dhikr. And alongside this, the quality that I'm explaining, sabr. Patience. Don't complain the Quran. It's mentioned that this person is too hasty, trying to rush. Allah Ta'ala has taken responsibility for your affairs. And for example, what's the point of crying and shrieking and saying, this is not happening, that's not happening. I'm feeling the dhikr in my heart and I can't feel any spirituality. You're doing dhikr, you're praying salah, you're leaving haram and going towards halal, you're not doing anything against fitrah. Then in the book of Allah, it's written that when the time will come for judgment, you will be successful. You can sleep with ease. Why do you speak nonsense? And this is the test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That the person who gets scared and he starts to go off track and make his own opinions, then Allah says, go to whoever you're going to go to. There's no such thing that's too hard for us. Everything Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to us is easy. Where does it end up? Upon which point? Allah's dhikr. So the dhakir who remembers Allah is like a king. He should have no worries at all. So this has been proven. This has been proven. Allah Ta'ala's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam saw his daughter and gave her the solution. May Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala give us all courage and determination, and those who do amal and practice, and give us yaqeen and certainty on these points. Not just that we're doing dhikr for Jannah. No, we're doing dhikr for benefit in every part of life. Illness, for cure of illness, for home, outside, for the children, for marriage. Seeking the marriage partner, you continue doing dhikr of Allah and we leave the rest to Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala knows best. If we cry and complain and say we've got regret and go to magicians and amileen, Allah says, then you will not succeed in this world or thereafter. You've left my path and you've taken hold of another path. That's it. So as long as I want to keep you on the path, Allah says, I will keep you on the path in a nice way, Allah Ta'ala says. Allah Ta'ala, may He make us pleased on His decisions, ongoing, steadfast. Is that fine, brothers? Okay, so do the dhikr of Allah. Every man and woman should take the dhikr of Allah, because the dhikr of Allah is a great action indeed. Ameen.